Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Black Cat Mysteries Online Radio. It's going to be really interesting tonight because I have some people calling, and it's going to be really fun and good. And not only that, but we're trying to figure out what movie to watch tonight. If anybody has any really good suggestions for us, we don't know what to watch anymore. I'm just going to be promoting it right now on the Facebook and on Twitter. So, yeah, definitely listen to the program. I have some funny videos and stuff coming up. Now, actually. So, yeah, let's talk about cats for a minute because I totally think my cats have gas or there's some real weird smell in my house and I'm not sure what it is. It could be cat farts and I don't know. I mean, I've only had my cats for a long time and I've never really heard it before, but it could be true. Cats could be farting and stinking at my house. So if you have gassy cats, please call in and let me know. That number here to call in as a guest is 657-383-1363. And you can just call me. And I can only, like, talk to a couple people at a time, I guess. So, you know, if everybody calls me at once, you're going to get some weird thing. I don't really even know how to do this. So good luck with that. And, yeah, just call me. So tonight we have some things coming up, the Netflix question, what the hell should we watch tonight, you know, on Netflix. We're just, and it's okay if we fall asleep because we can just continue it the next day. So anyway, I hope everybody's doing well out there, and I'm going to start posting that right now online, the call-in number. And then I have some other things I'm going to address next, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And hopefully people will just call in and we'll do it. So the first thing that I'm going to play, because it's like weird, I just feel like I have to play something for people to listen to and just get, like, you know, some motivation and different things I listen to. It's not always going to be the same thing, but I think it'll help to stay and get people, like, motivated and keep them, keep them motivated is what I'm meaning to say. And I have to pretty much run this whole thing by myself. So that's why there might be a little pause. And then we're going to talk to my husband about weird things because, you know, he really wants to talk to everybody. He's giving me a dirty look right now. So, yeah, feel free to just send this around because it's probably going to be like the weirdest show that you've ever heard. Maybe not. I don't know. Depends what you're into. So, definitely just trying to keep it real, because you know what I mean. So I'm trying to find a couple videos that I think you guys would be interested in hearing and listening to, but unfortunately I can't find what I was looking for. So let's just see if I can come up with something else that's quirky for you. Let's see. There's a couple channels that I like to watch on YouTube a lot. They're really good. And so I'm going to be promoting some of that, too. The last time I played some weird thing. Oh, you know what I have to play? This is courtesy of Gail. She sent this to me last time. It's a really great song. It's so weird. People send me, like, the weirdest stuff because they know how weird I am. So they send me this stuff, and it's really awesome. So, hey, I bet you remember this song. It's Tom Green, the Bum Bum song. You're going to love this.
Yeah.
Enough of that. That is the Bum Bum song Gail sent to me, so thank you very much, Gail. I'm sure the listeners are going to be really happy to hear that tonight. So I'm going to post every video that I listen to in the chat room. Apparently there's a chat room that people can come on and chat right now. I don't know if you can see the chat after, but you can certainly listen to the show later on after. So yeah, Tom Green, I think like that's when TV had a lot of weird stuff on and people would see that for real. But you wouldn't see that now because it's just too damn weird and like nobody would have that on. So that's why it's a treasure. You know what I mean? Because like Tom Green, he was like, he used to be on an Access channel. I think he's from Canada too. So that's, you know, whatever. Cool. And so yeah, you just don't see that a lot these days with guys like that anymore. People just don't put that. They put like shows about people getting like pregnant at 16 and I don't know, Duck Dynasty and all that stuff, and I don't even know what they do. Apparently they have a dynasty and they like it, so a lot of people watch that. I just have internet myself, so I just watch whatever is on Netflix. So please, I need some advice. If you guys could definitely leave me some suggestions on my page, I'm going to be just passing this link around now. I really don't want to sit here and talk to myself for an hour and a half because I can do that anytime, any day when I'm not on the radio. And in fact, I do that a lot. I just talk to myself day in and day out. So. But anyways, my computer is stuck at the moment, so I can't really pull anything up right now. Oh, I have some more videos that people have suggested me to play. This really crazy thing that people just send me like the weirdest stuff, so it's about time I do something with it and get it out there for people to get into. So let's see. Hang on. So yeah, you're gonna talk to my husband for a minute while I do some. Why? He doesn't want to talk. That's just sad because he has a lot to say, and it's just he's very funny. But everyone thinks he's serious, but he's actually like wicked funny and hilarious. And that's what I like about him because he's just a very nice person, and he's funny. He's good looking too, but originally he's funny and cute. So anyways, I have a 4-minute video that I think is inspirational. I listen to this guy a lot. His name is Michael Loger, and this is a little thing about law of attraction. We go from bum to law of attraction on this show. Yes, we do. So this is just a quick law of attraction, and I like this guy because he is really positive, and he teaches everybody law of attraction, and he totally, like, I just like him. He makes it seem really easy. So we're going to go to his video, which I will post in the chat room.
Sometimes we use words like coincidence or serendipity or synchronicity or fate or meant to be or karma or everything fell out of the blue. You see, every time you use any of those expressions, in that very moment, you just experience law of attraction.
It's called the law of attraction. And his book is just filled with advice on how to make it all work for you.
Imagine deliberately attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't want.
Today he is a happy, creative character who teaches people how to execute the law of attraction. And it is my pleasure to welcome Michael Loger.
It's all about vibes. You know, sometimes people say, I get a good vibe when I walk by this building, or I get a great vibe or a bad vibe when I talk to somebody. Well, that vibe is actually the feeling or the mood that you're picking up from somebody. So first thing I want to bring to your attention is the definition for law of attraction. It's quite simple. It states, I attract to my life whatever I give my attention, energy, or focus to.
I just resonated to this word. He was just wonderful.
I really enjoyed that. It was wonderful. And we got a book for a friend as well.
I can help accelerate your learning so much so that you'll clearly understand and get this whole notion of law of attraction so you can be using it on the way home tonight. Would that be okay if you did that?
Very effective presenter. Very true message.
What a positive way of, you know, expressing yourself. This is a way of life.
We use the word vibe to describe moods or feelings. A vibe isn't something that you smell or something that you taste or something that you hear. A vibe is something that you feel. It's true. We always use the word vibe to describe moods or feelings. You see, with all due respect, the universe isn't very smart, but it's very obedient. You see, it doesn't decide whether the vibration that you're sending is good or bad for you, or whether you want it or don't want it, or whether it's healthy or not healthy. It's obedient. That's why it's called the law. Right now, and right now, and right now, and right now, everybody has a mood or a feeling. Even if you don't even know that you have it, right now you all have a mood or a feeling, and that mood or feeling is causing you to send off or put out or to emit a vibration. And how many kinds are there? Two. And they're negative vibrations and positive vibrations. So that means right now, whether you all like it or not, or understand it or not, you're all emitting or putting off this vibration. There's only two kinds, negative or positive.
Awesome. I can't believe it. I've learned so much. It's life-changing in 1 hour.
I thought it was great. It's about the third time I've seen Michael.
Michael's presentation helped remind us of what the tools are to be successful in life, to be happy in life. So I just feel very fortunate that I had the opportunity to be here today.
You can physically feel that you're not in vibrational harmony with somebody just by having a conversation with them. So here's my little motto. The family that vibrates together stays together. So when anybody ever tells you that you're the most uplifting person in your life, that is a compliment. What they really mean is that you made them raise their dial to match yours. And I promise you, when you have your dial and you set it in and you lock it in at 98.5, you will attract 98.5. What you're really here to learn is how to remove doubt.
The presentation was awesome, very enlightening.
Can't find a better teacher.
I've known all these things all along, and now it's given me the opportunity to be able to actually hear it and know and implement it into my life.
Very uplifting, but most of all, extremely educational.
Know what you want, give it attention, energy, and focus, and become a scorekeeper. Matter of fact, I would encourage all of you that are going to be following this process with anything that you want to attract, is that you start keeping score in the very moment. Say, hey, am I ever getting good? I attracted this. This is here because of me. Am I ever good? I'm starting to line up my vibration.
Well, do you want to have a great love life, lots of friends, and plenty of money? Of course, who doesn't? One man says, though, it's simple if you know how to apply the laws of attraction.
You don't always get what you want, but you always get what you vibrate. So thank you very much, everybody. That was fun. Thank you.
So, yeah, that was a really great video. I love this guy. He's super cool. He, like, teaches you all the stuff. Oops, there we go. He's just a good guy to listen to. I got to get some of his programs, but I think they really work quite well. So, and I don't have his books or programs yet, but, and, yeah, actually, Michael Auger lives in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, on Canada's west coast. Good for him. I want to go there. I so do. And none of my family will speak to me right now because they don't want to be on the show. And I want them to. They're interesting people. So anyway, so this is going to be really good because I have another clip from this show that it's like this conspiracy show. And if you're not into that kind of thing, I don't know, it's just a really good show, the way they present everything, and I'm kind of into conspiracies, and I've been studying them for like 15 years, and, you know, that's probably something I do. You know, nobody knows that I just sit here and study all this stuff when I have some spare time. So anyway, I like watching this program because they give you a lot of good information about different stuff. And I'm going to find some of my favorite. I'm not going to play the whole thing at once. But, yeah, there's some out here that are just a few minutes long, and they explain everything very well. And I like that. And so I see some activity. I'm not even sure if I'm doing this right. So whatever. I guess I will just keep talking until someone calls me. Oh, there's a dog doing yoga, and, oh, that's cute. Anyway, stuff they don't want you to know. Okay. So, oops, someone's going to, oh, Marcus. Oh, my friend Marcus. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, maybe he'll be on, too, because he's a really cool guy. But, yeah, he's talking to me now, beeping in. Unfortunately, I have nobody to control my control panel, which happens to be the computer, so it might take me a minute to catch up. All right, so let's go to stuff they don't want you to know. And this is under how stuff works, but if you search stuff they don't want you to know. Oh, my God, my phone's dying. Like, what the hell? Where's the other phone? Does anybody know? Oh, I got it. Yeah. So I have the other phone, and that would be really bad if my phone died during the talk show. So let's just go to stuff they don't want you to know. And this one is about, does the government build UFOs? Well, they probably do. And they don't want you to know about it, hence this video. So let's listen to this, and we'll be right back. Oh, God, there's an ad, so hold on. Yeah, you don't want to listen to Tide Pods. And those things are actually dangerous because they look so colorful, and they're just like, I don't know, they're just like the cutest things, but I guess people and animals have been getting into them and getting poisoned, so just watch out with your little cute little laundry detergent things hanging around the house because they're actually wicked poisonous. Yeah, there they are, Tide Pods. And it's a big ad for them. But anyway, so we're going to get to that video, stuff they don't want you to know, in just a minute. I'm going to talk with my buddy, and I don't think he's coming on tonight, but he will. maybe not tonight, maybe tomorrow. So here we go.
From UFOs to psychic powers and government conspiracies, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. Here are the facts. The Colorado-based Mutual UFO Network is one of the oldest and largest organizations of its kind, dedicated to collecting and analyzing reports of unidentified flying objects from across the planet. And in recent years, they've had their work cut out for them. In 2011, then-International Director Clifford Cliff noted that the organization collected around 500 reports per month over that year, compared to about 300 reports per month in the past 3 years. The vast majority of these, about 95%, are easily dismissed as tricks of the light, misidentified jets, balloons, and so on. But the sliver of still unidentified objects poses an irresistible mystery, and there's no shortage of people trying to figure out what a UFO really is. For decades, people have claimed extraterrestrials were involved, and that world governments were covering up the evidence. These claims are often dismissed in the mainstream, but there's growing evidence the government has been involved in UFOs, not just covering them up, but building them. Here's where it gets crazy. According to National Reconnaissance Office historian Gerald K. Haynes, over half of all UFO reports from the late 1950s through the 1960s were accounted for by manned reconnaissance flights. This was during the height of the Cold War, when both the USSR and the US were working around the clock to build smarter, stronger, stealthier spy planes. Aircraft like the A-12 or SR-71 are both capable of a move that continually baffled UFO witnesses. These planes appeared to drop down, hover, and then suddenly shoot away at mind-boggling speeds. Additionally, the SR-71 engine had a fuel additive that could intermittently turn the glow of the plane's exhaust green. This is only one example of the various secret craft that the public saw in test flight, but the patterns of the sightings were often the same. Someone sees a bizarre light or craft in the sky, usually at night, tries to photograph or document it, and learns that nothing will come of the event, even after the authorities are contacted. But this also goes a step further. The Air Force, the military, and other government agencies didn't just tolerate stories of unexplained, possibly alien phenomena. They welcomed it. At first it sounds strange, but stories of extraterrestrials are superb cover for top-secret projects and, possibly, a way to avoid embarrassment. After all, these were supposed to be classified spy planes, not something the average person could see by walking outside and looking up. The United States, and possibly other governments, built what people called UFOs, and not just the craft, but some of the culture surrounding these reports. Yet these events occurred in the past. So what about the present day? Whether you think there's a massive conspiracy to repress knowledge of extraterrestrials, or a massive conspiracy to keep top secret craft from the public eye, one thing's for sure, there's something up there that the government doesn't want you to know.
So yeah, that is stuff they don't want you to know. And does the government build UFOs? Well, I think they probably do. I've talked to different people who have talked to me under different circumstances and told me some stuff. Stuff they don't want you to know. So yeah. So that's really interesting because a lot of people report that stuff and they, you know, they just don't know what to think, and there's a lot of people running scams out there on people to get them to think things, and even if something's just flickering around the sky, people get concerned or whatever. I totally would too, and I believe I've seen some weird things that you can't, I don't know what it was. But anyway, so now we're back to another topic. There's some people coming in and I don't know what's going on. I don't even know how to run this thing yet. But yeah, so my daughter was in the bathroom, and that's where the cat box is, and of course the door was shut. But I think, like, one of the cats has gas. So the cat, I don't know. I mean, I don't, it's been this really weird smell around my house. It's kind of just spontaneous, like places that wouldn't be smelly. In the hallway, in the kitchen, but there's no trash. It's not the trash. It's not the cat. It's none of these things. It's really random. It's starting to creep me out because we can all smell it. So either the cats are like, you know, passing gas in the hallway and we just don't hear it because I don't think you can hear a cat fart. You know, maybe once in a great while, but I don't think they fart loudly. So it's weird because there's a smell. And, you know, the house is fairly clean. It's not trash. It's nothing like that. And all of us can smell it at the same time. It does smell foul. So I really hope that it's nothing creepy. But anyway, so we're going to move on to the next thing. Now, people keep sending me totally weird stuff, and that's fine. Because I'm totally weird. But anyway, I have a lot of cool people that are going to call up, maybe not tonight, whatever, and that's fine because, you know what, I totally understand. Sunday night, people are just trying to be with their family, and but I said I was going to, like, get this thing going, and I did, and I'm going to keep doing it and keep having people on and keep talking about different topics because that's important to do. And now with our next – oh, where is this? Oh, here we go. Okay, so back to the stuff they don't want you to know. We are going to look at this other video that has to do with the same conspiracy stuff. When people say conspiracy and as far as like UFOs or whatever, I just think that's so weird because the vast universe that we live in, they could be there. They could come here and come here once and just be like, alrighty. It could be like a bad bathroom stop. You know what I mean? When you go somewhere and you go in their bathroom, it's like, no, thank you. I'd rather pee outside. So maybe that's what they do when they take a look at the status quo of different things out here. So this thing right here, I think is really, there's a video on here about, you know, there's so many, they've been doing this for a long time. Let's go to this. We'll go to what is the 1001 Club, because I totally forgot that someone sent this to me, and I don't remember seeing it for a while, but it's from like 6 months ago. So this is stuff they don't want you to know. What is the 1001 Club? Here we go. And hopefully it's no ad. Yeah, internet. Keep your ads to yourself. Hold on. That's kind of why I changed from TV to internet. Because I don't want to see all these ads. But then they force ads upon you before you watch what you want to watch. And I don't think that's right. But anyways, that's how they make money. So here we go.
From UFOs to psychic powers and government conspiracies, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. Here are the facts. Founded in 1961, the World Wildlife Fund for Nature aims to build a future in which people live in harmony with nature, primarily through conservation. The first president of the fund was Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, a controversial member of the Dutch ruling family. The fund has done important work over the past 5 decades. In a world where lobbying and nepotism carry more weight than the wishes of citizens, the well-connected leaders of the fund have certainly made a difference. They've used their influence to partner with governments, establishing nature preserves in the Amazon, Borneo, Madagascar, and more. They fought to save endangered and threatened species such as the snow leopard or the black rhino. They've worked against poachers and funded scientific research. In short, they're the good guys. But according to the conspiracy theories, there's a more sinister side to this organization, an inner circle that believes the best way to reduce humanity's impact on the world is simply to eliminate.
Okay, so the video stopped because we're experiencing interruptions because everybody apparently is coming on the internet right now at 6:30 because now we have shitty cable with shitty services that interrupt your cable when everybody uses it, and it just, like, stops everything. So that's really not awesome at the moment. Oh, here we go.
The snow leopard or the black rhino, they've worked against poachers and funded scientific research. In short, they're the good guys. But according to the conspiracy theories, there's a more sinister side to this organization, an inner circle that believes the best way to reduce humanity's impact on the world is simply to eliminate the majority of humans. Here's where it gets crazy. In 1970, Prince Bernhard partnered with a South African entrepreneur named Anton Rupert to form the 1001 Club. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, was also heavily involved. Rupert and Bernhard invited 1,001 people to join this club, each of whom contributed $10,000. This club aimed to pay the administrative cost of the Wildlife Fund. The membership list wasn't initially publicized, and press coverage of the club was almost nil. Both of these factors made the club suspicious to theorists. Even today, there isn't much publicly available information about this organization. The 1001 Club reputedly organizes dinners, field trips, and other events. On the surface, this seems reasonable. After all, it's normal for high-value patrons to receive extra benefits from organizations they fund. And it's commendable that so many wealthy individuals would contribute even a fraction of their fortune toward preserving the planet. So why would conspiracy theorists think there's something else to this story? A lot of this suspicion comes from association. Not only has the 1001 Club's member list included some unsavory characters, but Prince Bernhard also founded the Bilderberg Group, another organization that pops up in numerous conspiracy theories. The 1001 Club has been accused of nefarious activities, including working to depopulate the globe, extracting resources from third world countries, and pursuing the geopolitical interest of the First World. Dutch attorney Jay Wilgers even claimed that the fund, through the efforts of the 1001 Club, controls as much as 10% of the world's surface area. In this conspiracy theory, the fund and the 1001 Club are not just trying to save the planet. They're also trying to save their positions of power. There are also allegations that the Wildlife Fund nature preserves have been used as training grounds for militias, or that the parks have been established to control valuable resources on the land. At this point, the vast majority of these claims are simply unsubstantiated, and they pale in comparison to the Wildlife Fund's excellent record as a continual force for conservation. But what exactly do members of the 1001 Club get for their money? That's the question Private Eye magazine asked back in 1980 in one of the few stories on the club. To the mainstream, this club is just another group of well-intentioned, wealthy people out to save the world. But to conspiracy theorists, the 1001 Club is up to something else entirely, something they don't want you to know.
So, yeah, that was the 1001 Club on the stuff they don't want you to know, which is weird. But I wouldn't expect anything less on this show. So, yeah, we're going to go back to Tom Green. And I don't think I've ever seen this video before. I think, like, some, I don't know, someone sent it to me, but I don't remember seeing it. And I don't even know if this is working right now, so maybe if you can hear the show, just let me know you can hear it, because it just seems weird.
Hey, can you check and see? Can you check for me and see if... No, yeah, I mean, just go in the other room so it doesn't play in here. You know what I mean? Just click on the link and then on my page.
So, yeah, someone's going to actually check to see if they can hear this. But anyway, so we're going to go back to the Tom Green show and make sure that this thing works for a minute. And but yeah, so this kind of stuff, I just feel like you would never see this stuff now. It almost feels like the stuff they have on TV is just not, I don't know, it's weird. So yeah, let's see, what is he doing now?
Tasty corn. Tasty corn. Tasty. do that, or?
No.
How come you're not allowed?
You're not allowed.
How come? Because you're not allowed. You're not allowed to do that. But if you want to do it, just pick up the phone, hit the button that says page. Mom? Mom? Where are you, Mom? Mom? I'm lost. Mom? Mom, I'm lost. Mom? Mom, I'm up at the front, Mom. Mom, I'm up at the front, Mom. I don't know where you are. Mom? Mom, I'm lost. Mom? 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 Mom?
Mom? Hey, Tom.
Hey.
How you doing?
I just lost my mom in the store.
Great for you. We're not allowed any cameras in the store, so I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
I just lost my mother, though.
Was it these?
So I'm going to stop here for a minute because, like, if someone did that now, like, just put it this way. If they grabbed the thing and someone came over and they had a camera, they would probably get the beat down for being, like, a terrorist in the store or something and using the PA unscrupulously or some, like, weird reason to use a PA in the wrong manner. But I think this is super funny. And every time I go to Walmart, I just want to grab the thing and press the button. So if anybody knows the code to Walmart, let me know. I can find out. I could totally find out. I just want to do it, like, someday before I die. I want to do that. So here we're going to go back to the video, and I'm going to post it in the chat room so you can come click on that video later, and here it is again.
Do you want
to
PA, Nancy?
I'm crazy.
Okay, I'm asking you to leave.
What's that?
I'm asking you to leave.
There's a guy that looked almost exactly like me. All he did was he picked this thing up. He hit the page thing. I'll just tell you what he did. So. Like that. Just like that.
My brother's lost, and I don't know where he is. I'm looking for him. He's wearing a pair of white shorts, and he's got, like, a green hat on. And I'm not exactly sure where he is right now. I'm really worried about that.
Oh, hi. Sorry, my brother's lost. He's wearing a pair of white shorts. And,
I'm going to have to ask you to leave the store. We can't have the cameras.
Okay, he's 4 years old, though. He's four.
What we can do is, if you would just please...
Probably just stop by the girl's sweatpants.
Not a problem. We can ask you to look for me.
Okay.
So, yeah, he is just giving these people a hard time. On their, he goes to different stores and then, like, announces over the intercom. And if you can't do that here, and you can't do that now because people would be doing a lockdown on the store and this and that. So, I mean, it's pretty funny, but you just won't see that stuff anymore, which is kind of sad because, you know, that's the state of affairs that we're in today. That shit is, like, no longer funny. But I just find it, like, amazing. There's no original programming on TV. That's why I got rid of it. But anyways, so, yeah, this guy here that I'm going to put up next, this particular guy, he's talking to a yak. And, yeah, so it's like he's talking to this yak, and he's like, da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, it's the goat. So I'm sure you guys must have seen this by now. It's man argues with spitting goat. And it's pretty funny. So here we go. Oh, God. There's another ad. Like, really? And there, you know what? It's a poise pad. They're using period pads for pee. Like, what the fuck kind of ad is this, honestly? Great. So, anyways, here we go.
¿Qué es lo que está pasando en Telde? ¿Qué es lo que está pasando en acá? Oiga, señor, que estoy hablando de usted, no me dé la espalda, hombre. ¿Qué pasa en su corral? ¿Qué ve? Zapatero, ¿qué opina usted del gobierno de Zapatero? Oye, igual que yo. ¿Y qué opina usted? ¿Qué opina usted? ¿Qué opina usted del gobierno canario? ¿Y de los ayuntamientos de la isla? Le vamos a preguntar que si reciben alguna subvención del gobierno. ¿Reciben ustedes alguna subvención del gobierno? ¿Una subvención del gobierno? ¿Reciben ustedes alguna subvención del gobierno? ¿Del gobierno? ¿Reciben ustedes alguna subvención del gobierno? Vamos a ver, ¿qué es lo que pasa con los alcaldes? ¿Qué es lo que pasa con los alcaldes? el presidente del gobierno? ¿Qué pasa con los presidentes? ¿Y qué es lo que pasa con los alcaldes de la isla? ¿Qué es lo que está pasando con los concejales? ¿Qué pasa con los concejales? ¿Qué es lo que pasa? Vamos a ver. Vamos a ver, mire. Venga para acá, mire, vamos a ver, por favor, no me dé la espalda, hombre, que yo no lo sé. Venga para acá, mire. ¿Qué está pasando con el alcalde de Telde? ¿Qué está pasando con los alcaldes de la isla? Parece que dice Juan, pero no es Juan.
So yeah, you can't argue with a spitting goat. You just can't. But anyway, so like, here's this thing. Someone sent me, ooh, what is this? The phone is dying during this talk show. Again, like, seriously, what is happening here, people? So yeah, my phone is actually going to die because it doesn't have any power. So let's see what's going on. How about this one? Is this better? I'm trying to get used to all this technology here. So I just have like one more video that I'm going to play. And I searched it. Someone sent it to me and I forgot. And it's one of my favorite songs from like all time. From all time. It's a really cool song, but you know what? It's Detachable Penis. And when I searched it, you know what came up? P-E-N-U-I-S. Penis. Who spells penis? Penis. Like, people do not know how to spell anymore, for real. They totally don't, and I see it all the time. It's something that happened a long time ago when they decided that spelling was not really important. And, oh, my sister is going to watch the program here. I'm going to listen, rather. She asked me for the link, so that's good. Let's see if I can send that to her. But seriously, Detachable Penis. And if you just look it up on YouTube, it's going to come up in that spelling. Who spells penis like that? I don't know. But maybe my sister can give us some view on why cats have so much gas. Or whatever, what it could be. So let's go to Detachable Penis now, a classic song.
Thank you.
that was detachable penis. Excuse me. He wanted $22, but I had to talk him down to $17. Awesome. So you know what? That brings me to this other thing. This video, it's actually something that really happened a long time ago when they did this thing to people, this psychological experiment. Somebody's writing to me here. Oh, it's nothing. So they did this psychological experiment with this guy, and it basically freaked everyone out. So let me just play it for you just for a minute, because this is, was really something like back in the day. And, oh, here it is. It's like they did this to people to see what would happen. So in people's minds, they actually were listening to this, saying like, oh my God, what the fuck? Because, oh, 1938. Okay, here we go. So basically, oh, 1957 too. I don't know. There's a couple different ones here. I know that I've heard a couple different ones before. And I guess people really thought it was like the end of the world and they had all this stuff going on and it was just like crazy. So I'm just going to play a little clip of that for you because I had some UFO video information prior. And I just think this is so fascinating because they used to address UFO information way back in the day, and now they just, like, don't address it at all. And there's different reasons for that, apparently. I don't know them, but maybe somebody that does can call in or write me and give me some information on that. So we're going to click on this thing here. It's 1938. Oh, there's another ad. Great. Introducing shitty cable. So here we go. We are going to skip the ad, and we're going to go right to... Okay, this is so exciting. Ready?
...affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. Of the Mercury Theater and star of these broadcasts, Orson Welles.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are to our minds as ours are to the beasts in the jungle, intellects, vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes and slowly and surely drew their plans against us. In the 39th year of the 20th century came the Great Disillusionment. Near the end of October, business was better. The war scare was over. More men were back at work. Sales were picking up. On this particular evening, October 30th, the Crosley Service estimated that 32 million people were listening in on radio.
The next 24 hours, not much change in temperature. A slight atmospheric disturbance of...
And so, hold on. I'm just going to stop it there for a minute. 32 million people listened to the radio and listened. And, like, I guess there was an apology for this because people freaked out. So I'm just going to – it's an hour, so I'm not going to broadcast the whole thing. You can definitely look it up. I'm going to post it in the chat. You can listen to this exact one or just search your own and listen to that here. Or just search it on YouTube. You can definitely find it. So I'm just going to fast forward it to see what we come up with because it's super creepy.
This occurring on the planet Mars. Due to the unusual nature of this occurrence, we have arranged an interview with a noted astronomer, Professor Pearson, who will give us his views on this event. In a few moments, we will take you to the Princeton Observatory at Princeton, New Jersey. We return you until then to the music of Ramon Rotello and his orchestra.
So yeah, it's an hour long. So you definitely want to hear this if you've never heard it before, because this is when people used to listen to radio like all the time. They didn't have TV and all this salacious nonsense that we have now, which is TV. And I have nothing against TV. I used to have a TV show, but I just feel like, you know, a lot of it doesn't even, a lot of this weird entertainment stuff doesn't even get broadcast anymore because it's very, very controlled. It's like a controlled thing. You can only put things on that people approve of, you know, and that's it. So anyway, here we go again with something else that's super creepy. Well, actually, it's 11 minutes, so I don't know if I'm not. But anyways, it's about this doll Annabelle, and other dolls. And this doll here, it's the Rob Dyke Show on YouTube, if you just watch his show. It's called Seriously Strange. And I'm going to see if I can find a shorter video of his to broadcast because, like, he gets into a lot of weird shit, like super weird shit. But anyways, speaking of weird shit, like, people are constantly sending me, like, totally weird things. I have no idea what to do with them all, so I'm just going to, like, start broadcasting them everywhere for everyone to enjoy. So anyway, let's see what we can get hear from these people. Let's see. Oh, you know what is so weird? This is probably like the creepiest thing ever. And I've watched it a couple times now, and nobody can seem to know what the hell happened to this kid. I've watched it a few times online, and I remember sitting in school looking at milk cartons, and it's like there's a kid on the side of the milk carton, and like from every week on from there, people would be, different kids would be on milk cartons, and it's like, I remember this, and the name is so familiar, because when you listen to the story, it's like, you just, if you were a kid that drank milk in school, which you probably were at some point, you probably remember seeing all that. So it's like this kid who went newspaper delivering disappears, and there's so much information, and a lot of people can't find the answers to this story, and it's super creepy, and I just think it's really super fucked up, and excuse my language, but it totally is. So, you know, and this guy too, America's Most Wanted, I used to watch that all the time, so I'm just going to play a clip. But I want you to take a look at this. I'm going to play some more clips from this in a bit. I only have a few minutes left, but it gets you thinking about stuff. All right, here we go.
Another twist in a very bizarre case.
Such a torturous experience for his mother.
Oops, and it's not working because right up here it is.
For the last 7 years, I've been investigating the cover-up of a child prostitution network centered in Nebraska. The guy who spearheaded the abduction of Johnny Gosch was affiliated with this ring.
Hey, how you doing? Come on in.
Rolling Stone, Harper's, The Atlantic Monthly,
Vanity Fair,
The New York.
And I apologize for the delay. This video is not playing right now. I'm going to have to find another one that will actually play. But this story is, like, really super, super creepy. They've been talking about this for years, and it just keeps popping up now with all these, like, pedophile things coming out about different different stuff. So, yeah, this one is, like, this one's not playing, but it's really, it actually makes you think about things. And the reason why I thought of it is because he was like the first kid to be ever put on milk cartons. So let's see if this thing plays now. So people can, okay, here we go.
I mean, things like this don't happen in West Des Moines, Iowa.
But it did. A 12-year-old boy on his paper route vanishes without a trace. Tomorrow he would have turned 41 years old. The kidnapping of Johnny Gosch.
And I apologize. Oh, here we go.
I mean, things like this don't happen in West Des Moines, Iowa.
But it did. A 12-year-old boy on his paper route vanishes without a trace. Tomorrow he would have turned 41 years old. The kidnapping of Johnny Gosch robbed the metro of its innocence. Children were afraid to go out. Parents watched their every move.
Johnny has never been found. Channel 13's Aaron Brillbeck talks with his mother as she prepares to cope with another birthday without her son.
It's a kidnapping that would shock an entire community and forever change the way that parents watch their children. A 12-year-old paper boy, while doing his paper route along this quiet West Des Moines street, disappears without a trace. Tomorrow, Johnny Gosch would have turned 41 years old. It's every parent's worst nightmare. A child vanishes without a trace. Well, that's what happened to Johnny Gosch in the early morning hours of September 5th, 1982. Johnny usually delivered papers with his father, but on that day, he went on his own to surprise his dad. Witnesses say he was approached by a man driving a blue Ford Fairmont like this one. Less than an hour later, he was gone. Neighbors called Johnny's parents when their papers didn't arrive. His father went to check it out.
Johnny's dad came back to the house and said, call the police right away. Johnny's wagon is sitting up at the corner. Papers are still there. He hasn't delivered one. Something's dreadfully wrong.
Noreen Gosch called the police and then spoke with several of the other paper boys who last saw Johnny. They told her about the car and about the driver who approached them.
The guy shut off his engine, opened the passenger door, and swung his feet out on the curb right where the boys were assembling their newspapers. And he started talking about, where's 86th Street? Blah, blah, blah. Johnny turned to Mike and said, I've got my papers loaded in the wagon. I'm scared. I am getting out of here. I'm going to head home.
As Johnny left, the other paper boys told Johnny's mother the driver of the car took off too.
The man pulled the door shut, started up the engine, but before he left, he reached up and he flicked the dome light three times in the car. Then he pulled out and left.
Gosch believes the driver was signaling another person who later grabbed Johnny. She says one of the paper boys saw a tall man come out from in between two houses and then follow Johnny. Gosch hired an artist to draw up this sketch of the driver based on witness accounts. Police began scouring the area, but hit one wall after another.
So they went ahead and called in the command staff, the troops. They called detective reserves, contact Polk County Sheriff's Office, the State Patrol. At that point, then they did a door-to-door canvas of that neighborhood, trying to find someone who saw something of Johnny, saw anything at all, but nothing was found.
Days turned to months and then years, and still no sign of Johnny Gosch. Police tracked so many leads, they have several full filing cabinets just dedicated to this case. Then, years after the disappearance, someone left an envelope with three disturbing photos of several boys, all tied up, on Noreen Gosch's front doorstep. One of the boys appeared to be Johnny.
I literally could not breathe. I could not get my breath. I was so totally unprepared to see something like that. All these years had gone by, and here was this picture.
Gosch brought the pictures to the West Des Moines Police Department.
When I did, we spread them out, and the detective kept saying, that's Johnny, that's Johnny. I said, I know that's Johnny.
The press went wild, with Gosch's story reported all over the country. Then West Des Moines police called her to tell her they were planning a press conference of their own to say the pictures were not of Johnny after all.
I said, that picture is Johnny. And the detective said to me, well, somebody from Florida called us and said that he used to be an investigator, and he remembered this picture, these pictures, from a case in 1970-something. And I said, has he provided you any evidence? Well, no, we just had his phone call. And I said, based on that phone call, you're going to do a press conference and say that this picture is not Johnny. He said, well, yes, I am.
to this day, Gosch believes this is a picture of her son, bound and gagged and abused by pedophiles. Police insist it's not.
We found out where the photos were taken, talked to investigators in Florida, and they were able to identify all the kids in that picture, and they weren't Johnny Gosch.
Since the disappearance, Gosch has dedicated her life to finding her son's abductors and raising awareness about kidnapping and human trafficking. She has lobbied to change laws and improve child safety. Johnny was even one of the first children to appear on a missing kid's milk carton.
And the things that are good is the awareness that this has brought. This case changed the country. It was the watershed case.
Police believe the only real break in the case will come when Johnny's remains are found. They doubt he's still alive.
In the ideal world, he's alive and he comes home and everybody's happy, but in the real world, more than likely, you know, our best lead will come when, you know, his body is found. At that point, that becomes a crime scene and there's new evidence so that we can look at. Again, as a parent, I don't know what Ms. Gosch is going through, and I don't know, you know, maybe that statement I just made is kind of harsh, but that's reality. That would be more than likely what will happen.
But with her son's 41st birthday here, she prefers to believe that he's still alive and often thinks about what his life would have been like if it hadn't been for that fateful day in 1982.
He would have gone on, probably found the love of his life, maybe and hopefully settled down, had a family, an interesting career that he enjoyed doing like his older siblings. You'd want the very best for your child. The sadness is that that was all robbed from him, and those years are missing. The clock stopped at 12 years old for us.
Channel 13's Aaron Brillbeck reporting. West Des Moines police are hoping that if anyone remembers seeing anything unusual the day Johnny Gosch disappeared, they will call investigators. To learn more about cold cases around the state, log on to iowacoldcases.org. There is a link to that site on our site, whotv.com.
So, yeah, that was one of the things that happened back in the day, and it's super, super disturbing and creepy, and people still don't know what's going on with it. But it came up through a couple years ago to me, and it pops up here and there, and I'll watch it, and there's still no information, which is sad, wicked sad, actually. And, you know, it just reminds me of back in the day, like kids could go outside and play and not have to worry about this shit. But that was one of the first ones that ever happened and changed a lot of things. And you know, people used to be able to stay out till the lights came on. That's a popular meme on Facebook now with the whole, like, do you remember getting your ass whipped? Do you remember getting home and the lights turned on and, you know, whatever? And it's so true because now, like, well, first of all, people don't leave their house because they're always on their phone or something like that. And they don't really play outside that much anymore, I don't think, especially unsupervised. People just, I don't think kids really do that stuff anymore. So yeah, I have a couple more interesting things to play because, like, I've just had a collection of weird shit through time, like my time on the internet, just looking and finding things and people sending me things. The internet itself is just like such a mind-blowing place, and it freaks me out every time I go there. But what I really love is just finding like funny, weird, quirky things, or, you know, just sharing them with people. Yeah, so here we go. What is this? What the heck? What the hell is this? Ooh. So we only have a little bit of time left, so I'm going to ask if somebody wants to talk to me. Maybe. No. You still don't want to talk to me. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to talk. Nobody wants to talk to me. Yeah. So there's a lot of weird shit that people send me. And currently, I only have about 24 minutes left to waste. Just kidding. I'm going to use it to my good use. And so I've been watching a lot of different things online. And seriously, people send me dick pictures all the time. So I'm not going to display those or anything right now. And they send me, like, dick things. And you know what? You can get an edible bag of dicks for your enemies now. Which is actually super cool in a way because you're not hurting them. You're just sending them a bag of gummy dicks, which is pretty cool. and then they can eat them too. You can have your dick and eat it too. I don't have the site for that, but if you just search it, you can find out all about that. It's like wicked funny. The same thing as the sparkle bag. They can ship your enemy a sparkle bag. So when they open the box, all the sparkles go all over the floor and everywhere and just like everywhere. Oh, look at this. Look at what this is. It's a little dog doing yoga or something. Just looking at some feed and the different stuff that we've got. Oh, you know what? You know who's really good? This guy always like gets me whenever I watch this guy. I just look at all these 60s songs. You've got to see this guy. A lot of people probably know him as Tom Jones. I know him as Tom Jones, and you're probably going to know this song because it's super hilarious. So you'll hear it. Ready? Oh, it's a friggin' ad again. Oh, no. At least it's for Netflix, though. So no one has told me what I should be watching on Netflix tonight because I really want to watch Walking Dead, but they haven't updated that yet. So here you go. Oh, listen. Jones and What's New Pussycat. You ever see this guy? Like you gotta Google this guy and get to watch him dancing. He dances so crazy. Like he looks like a friggin' emu, but the ladies loved him and he has like a huge collection of bras and panties. I'm sure. I think he's the number one bra and panty guy. You know, he's even more than like rock bands. You think they have a lot of stuff? I think this guy has the world record of women's underwear thrown at him on stage, so you definitely want to research that. Maybe one of you have the Guinness World Book of Records, and that probably has underwear in that too. So he's probably in it. But yeah, it would have been a treat to see him back in the day, and it probably still is. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, the next thing up, we have 20 minutes left, so it's like if someone wants to call me, the number is 657-383-1363. So you can call me up and annoy me if you wish, because I'm just here all by myself. And my phone is actually dying again. What do you know? Could we keep a phone charged in my house? I don't think so. Let's go here. Hello? Are we here? I hope so. Gosh, I hope so. Can anyone still hear us? Did the phone hang up? Can you guys still hear us? I don't know. It says, I don't know. Well, we have 18 minutes. Hello? Hello? I don't know what's going on. Well,
hey, can one of you guys check and see if it's still on?
Yeah, hopefully it is. So if it is, that's great. Let's just go back to a little bit of War of the Worlds while we're checking, and if not, like, fuck it, because no one's listening anyway.
The left flank. A quick thrust and it'll all be over. Oh, wait a minute, I see something on top of the cylinder. No, it's nothing but a shadow. Now the troops are on the edge of the Wilmot Farm. 7,000 armed men closing in on an old metal tube. A tub, rather. Well, wait, that wasn't a shadow. It's something moving. Solid metal, kind of a shield-like affair rising up out of the cylinder. Going higher and higher. But it's standing on legs, actually rearing up on a sort of metal framework. Now it's reaching above the trees and the searchlights are on it. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a grave announcement to make. Incredible as it may seem, both the observations of science and the evidence of our eyes lead to the inescapable assumption that those strange beings who landed in the Jersey farmlands tonight are the vanguard of an invading army from the planet Mars.
Invaded anally by the planet Mars. Apparently people have experienced that. And if you watch an episode of South Park, you can see the ass coming, Cartman's ass specifically now has an antenna that comes out of his anal region, if cartoons have such a thing. And he has, like, this big speaker, and it broadcasts to the aliens. And so I'm glad we're still with it here. So, yeah, you can definitely call 657-383-1363. And Tom Jones, what's new, Pussycat? All right. Well, you know why we brought that up? Because Tom Jones is cool, and we were talking about cat farting. I don't think you can hear cat farts. I could be wrong, but I think my cats have some gas every now and again, and they, I don't know, it just seems like they stink up the house, or I don't know what. Wow. It's like nobody knows the mystery of cat farts. So, what? You know what? My husband will just not be on the show. He will not. I want him to talk to women about car things. Coming from me, it doesn't sound good, but women need to know about car things because when they go to mechanics and auto places and different places, they can get taken advantage of because they don't know any better. But one day I will convince this man to save women some money. And my phone's, like, beeping, and who's that?
Jared wants to call in.
So tell him to call in. So call him. Tell him to. Go ahead. Call in. We got 15 minutes left, so, you know, make it good. Anyhow, so this is fun. The War of the Worlds. People thought people were landing from Mars, and again, that number to curse me out is 657-383-1363. This show makes no sense, but it's kind of fun, and it's very educational, too, because I broadcast a lot of different stuff. There's something for everybody, weird, creepy mysteries, different guests, different topics, you know, because people just send me stuff, and I have no idea what to do with it all. So hopefully we'll get a caller soon. My phone, they're texting me. Like, people are texting me and sending me things that they won't call. It's like, I have to be out here, put my voice out here, and put myself out here. It's not, like, the easiest thing to do. And I think I sound pretty stupid just talking about nothing. But some of the best shows on Earth were actually about nothing. Like Seinfeld, for instance, it was a really great show. Oh, yeah, that's it right there. I'm going to do the Seinfeld. Let's wait for the caller to see if someone beeps in. Huh? Okay, so Seinfeld clips, like funny, funny clips. Hold on. Is someone calling? And again, we have 14 minutes. That number is, I'm going to text it back so I can get some Dan ass callers. So that number is 657, again, 383-1363. So there you go. You can listen, call in, talk to me about Tom Jones, cat farts, abductions, whatever you want to talk about, because I don't believe in that censorship stuff. So, Seinfeld. You ever see, like, which one is your favorite?
They all are, but It's a Write-Off is a good one.
Oh, It's a Write-Off. Okay, hold on. I'll find that one. Do I have a caller? I don't understand how to work this thing. So, yeah, I don't know what the hell's happening here. People are, like, texting me, call me. His chickens go out. Someone's chickens are going out right now, and I don't know. I don't know what that means. Someone has their chickens out right now, and they can't call me. Whatever. Okay, Seinfeld. It's a Write-Off. Okay, here we go. This is, like, one of the most hilarious bits, so let's check it out. See, you'll be on. You just won't sit next to me. And still, no one has told me what to watch on Netflix at all. So it's like, hello, we want to watch something tonight. It's decent. Okay, here we go.
Oh, hey, you got it.
Hey, what happened to my stereo? It's all smashed up.
That's right. Now, it looks like it was broken during shipping, and I insured it for $400.
But you were supposed to get me a refund.
You can't get a refund. Your warranty expired 2 years ago.
So we're going to make the post office pay for my new stereo now?
It's a write-off for them.
How is it a write-off?
They just write it off.
Write it off what?
Jerry, all these big companies, they write off everything.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
Do you?
No, I don't.
But they do. And they're the ones writing it off.
That was, like, really classic, and that's so true. And everybody writes everything off, and they just don't pay for all their shit if they're a big company, and that's what actually kind of defrauds the system a little bit because it's, like, not fair. But, yeah, so they're funny. Oh, we're going to – what's the next one you like? What's the other one you like?
I don't know. Funny on Soup Nazi.
Oh, Soup Nazi. Yeah, Elaine's Dance. Well, people can't really hear that. Well, I guess they could. let's. Oh, this one. Here we go. This is a good one. It out. Ready?
He took it up.
He what?
So my thing is stuck here.
He what?
He took it out.
He took what out?
It.
He took it out.
Yes, sir, Bob.
He couldn't.
He did.
Well, you were involved in some sort of amorous...
No.
You mean he just...
Yes.
Are you sure?
Oh, quite.
There was no mistaking it?
Jerry.
So you were talking, you're having a pleasant conversation, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah.
It.
Out.
How could this be?
Oh, it be.
Hey, how was your date with Phil Totola?
He took it out.
Well, maybe he needed some air. You know, sometimes they need air. They can't breathe in there. It's inhuman.
So she's just sitting there. She's having a pleasant conversation. And all of a sudden...
It.
Out. Wow. much time trying to get their clothes off. I never thought of taking mine off.
So, yeah. So that was, oh, no, and here it goes again. So, yeah, if you've ever had anybody do that to you, you can call me next time and tell me about that, as we only have 8 minutes left. 8 minutes left of this fabulousness. So, yeah, let me see. Is there any other topics that I can do this last 8 minutes with? Can you come here for a second? Can you come here for a second? I'm just trying to get you on.
I know you are.
Yeah. Well. You asked. Did you hear that? You see, he's funny. He's really funny. Funny guy. So we have, let's see, 5657331363 is the number that you would call in to talk to us for. There's exactly 8 minutes left. So you know what? I'm just going to pick something, play it for a second, and then we'll be off the air. So if you've been waiting for us to be off the air, good news, we'll be off in about 8 minutes. So here's a couple. Oh, here's another funny one. Ready? Seinfeld, The Shrinkage. Oh, and, of course, there's an ad because, you know, that's what they do now. They force ads down your throat when you're trying to watch something. And they make you watch some of these. They don't, you can't skip them. So it's like, doo-doo-doo. Really? It's like it gets stuck on the ad. So you, like, basically have to sit here and watch it. And I wonder, like, how they do that. So I'm just waiting for it to be done because these people aren't paying me to advertise on my show. But, yay, maybe they will. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know what's happening with this thing. It's stuck. Totally stuck. Awesome. Or not. Awesome. Or up. Oh, here we go.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Yeah, this one isn't going to play. Sorry, guys. So, yeah, we have about 7 minutes left to waste. And hopefully it'll go by pretty quick. We've covered a lot of topics from Tom Green's bum. His bum was on the rail. We had some other creepy things that should be really addressed that people send me all the time. And I'm going to have some more of that on the show. And I'm just sitting here really talking to myself out loud. And, yeah, it's really, really fucking weird. So, hope you're enjoying it, though. So, here we go. We have one more video. Actually, you know what? I'll finish this with the War of the Worlds. Because, you know what? It's so super creepy. And for 1938, like, if you listen to some of the radio and talk, and they're very articulate. They actually use words, like big ones, and articulate, and it just seems the intelligence was a lot more broad, and, you know, grammar was actually used, and things like that. So I have a couple minutes left. You should check out all the stuff I've mentioned here tonight for sure, because it's very, very interesting, and hopefully within the next couple shows, people will know to call in and stuff like that. These are spontaneous when I have time to do it. And hopefully people will enjoy and join in and get weird over here with us. And, you know, have a good Sunday night. Before all the shows come on, I guess, what's on tonight? Walking Dead or something?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's Sunday, right? Isn't that? I mean, we don't have TV, but what are people watching?
Probably Walking Dead and maybe Sunday Night Football.
No, football's over. Football is over. It's got to be over. Hopefully it's over. All right, so we're going to go to the War of the Worlds for the next couple of minutes. It was a treat, I think, being on the air. And a couple people were listening and come back and forth and texting me. So just call next time. Just call and be on. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. and get that, you know, get you on the air and so everybody can listen to what you have to say. So let's go to the War of the Worlds. We're going to just listen to that a little bit and see why everybody was so freaked out about it. If it'll even play, because now everybody seems to be using cable. Here we go.
Embedded in a great swamp 20 miles south of Marstown. Army field pieces are proceeding from Newark to blow up the second invading unit before the cylinder can be opened in the fighting machine rig. They're taking up a position in the foothills of Washington Mountain. Another bulletin from Langham Field, Virginia. Scouting planes report enemy machines now three in number, increasing speed northward, kicking over houses and trees in their evident haste to form a conjunction with their allies south of Marstown. Machines also sighted by telephone operator east of Middlesex within 10 miles of Plainfield. Here's a bulletin from Winston Field, Long Island. A fleet of Army bombers carrying heavy explosives flying north in pursuit of enemy. Scouting planes act as guides. They keep the speeding enemy in sight. Just a moment, please, ladies and gentlemen.
We've run special wires to the artillery line in the station villages to give you direct reports in the zone of the advancing enemy. First, we take you to the battery of the 22nd Field Artillery, located in the Watson Mountains.
Lancer. Ready for smoke. What is it?
Black smoke, sir. Moving this way. Flying close to the ground. Moving fast.
Put on gas mask. Ready to fire. Distance 24 meters. 24 meters. Protection 24 degrees. 24 degrees. Fire.
Can't see, sir. What's coming near?
Get away. No.
And that's it. 19 seconds left. So have a great night and come and listen again.
She's partially crippled. Believed hit by shell from Army gun in Wachung Mountain. Guns now appear silent. A heavy black fog hanging close to the earth of extreme density, nature unknown. No sign of heat ray. Enemy now turns east, crossing Passaic River into the Jersey that straddles the Pulaski Skyway. Evident objective is New York City. They're pushing down a high-tension power station. Machines are close together now, and we're ready to attack. Flames circling, ready to strike. A 1,000 yards, and we'll be over the first. Go. Giant arm raised. Green flag. Spraying us with flame. 2,000 feet. Engines are giving out. No chance to release bombs. Only one thing left. Jump on the plane and all.